school, and I heard one teacher say that he had an average attendance of 60 some odd every day.
Oh, so there was quite a few. Yes, there wasn't so many.
Well, don't seem wasn't near as many people, houses and everything as there are now, but there's a whole lot more kids. Everybody had a big family.
Yeah, that's right. They had such big families, I guess. You know, being from Marshall, you'd think I'd know where it was, but I don't know where it is. PD, I never had been out there.
I don't know where PD is.
No, I had never been out there. You'd think being from Marshall, I would have known, but I didn't know where that was. Oh, I'm glad to find out about it. So that's where, well, then, did you go to that same school out there you were telling, at PD? Was that where you went?
That's where I got put that little schooling I had.
How long did you go to school?
Well, I married when I was 17. I didn't go very long. And we just had a three-month term.
You just had 3 months, so you...
Because I'll tell you, well, at 19 and 13, they put fixed a schoolhouse to where we could have school, and I had the first winter school was in the fall of 19 and fall and winter of 19 and 13, 19 mm-hmm. and 14, mm-hmm. and I married that fall.
Oh, yeah, so you never did go to winter school.
Yeah, I went 13 and 14.
Oh, you did
married
then.
In the fall
you married
of 19
the fall.
Fall.
Oh, sure.
14.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, was that, did they have it just all one room, or did they have
it? Yeah, it was just one big room.
Well, did they?
I wish I'd thought, I've got the picture of it here, just a little postcard picture.
Oh,
you know.
Your school?
Of the house that
I
went in.
Uh-huh. Oh. Well, now, was that the school, did they have it divided up into grades? I know it was all in one room.
No, we just, everybody's in the same room, and they just, well, they'd call first grade and second grade, you know, readers and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But they wasn't, no, they didn't grade you in like they do now.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you got married, what grade were you supposed to?
Well, I was a widow woman's daughter, and I couldn't have books like other kids, and I reckon I had them from I still remember the fourth reader, and I still got my old fourth reader.
You do. You still have that.
Oh, I praise that fourth reader, now standard fourth reader.
Oh, well, that's good.
All the way from, I think I had a seventh grade arithmetic. We just, whatever books we could get to go to school in. But we use the standard books.
Mm-hmm,
you know, some schools use them, McGuffey.
Mm-hmm,
but
yeah,
we use the standard.
Yeah, that was one they used a lot. Well, you said that all but 1 year you lived in Van Buren County. Where were you, where did you?
Well, I married the fall of 19 and 14, mm-hmm. and I lived on a Scroggins farm 6 miles above Marlin till the fall, December 19 and 15.
Oh.
I moved up here the other side of Scotland in what was called a Liberty community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was in Van Buren County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's between Scotland and Cleveland up
mm-hmm.
here. And I was in Van Buren County.
So you really have spent just about all your life in Van Buren County.
Yeah.
Well, have you traveled much outside of Van Buren County?
From coast to coast.
You have. You've really been around then.
Well, I raised Edna Roten, raised my niece, and she moved in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And my baby daughter went out there and stayed a while and went to work. And Janetta, my oldest daughter, her husband is in the Navy and she's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But before I went to Oregon, I visited them down in San Diego, and we went to Tijuana, Mexico, and I watched the old races and horse races.
Oh.
And
you've really been around.
And then,
I've never been to Mexico.
Edna lived in Oregon, and Bob was